רבי יוסי חזן.
Good morning. Everyone knows in Zohar HaKadosh, in the beginning of the Parsha, Rabbi Yehuda, Pasach, Va'omar, to understand the clothes, the central theme, the motif of Parsha's Boy, says in Pasach, Ashrei Om Yoyde Yisrua Hashem Ba'er Panecha Yalich. To understand, if my memory serves me correctly, Tchiyah Shofar is connected to Tishrei, the Rosh Hashanah. Was hakened up to Rosh Hashanah Shofar vis-a-vis Yitzias Mitzrayim of Parsha's Boy. I'll say Chelki Derech Avodas Hashem. But to understand this, the Hektim, just like one gematria I got to throw out today. I don't want you to have withdrawal symptoms. The Mashgiach says that Parshas Boy is gematria Rosh Chodesh Nissan, which is also gematria Sharach Hamishim. To understand the 50th gate, Rosh Chodesh Nissan, how does it connect to Parshas Boy? Let me just add one more vort. There's many other gematrias, 983. But Parshas Boy is also gematria Machzis HaShekel. So I'm mixing in the Rosh Hashanah with Shofar, Machzis HaShekel, which has to do with Chodesh Adar. Where is Machzis HaShekel? What does it got to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim? And by MS, I found the Zerah Beirach. In Parshas Kitzisa says, what is the tam for Machzis HaShekel? Because Yidin were supposed to be, normally when you go to Cheder with small trousers, you know, Yetzias Mitzrayim, the imprisonment of Zoram was for 400 years, and Yidin were only there for 210, redu. I once discussed this at length, the whole different cheshbon. The embassy is the Golus of Mitzrayim should have been 430 years, and it says in Pasuk in this parsha, the Eden word Mitzrayim. The embassy is Ketzira. It's 400 years from latest Yitzchak. It's 430 years from Bispin Absor. And how many years were they actually there? 215. Because Chazal say it, Pirkei Rabbeleizer, Perikum Ches, the Cheshbon doesn't start from Yeridas Yankiv, it starts from the birth of the first Jewish children born in Eretz Necher, which is Menashe and Ephraim, which was 5 years before Yankiv Ubonov went down to Mitzrayim. So they were there for 430, it was supposed to be 430, they were only there for 215. Hello? Right? You don't got to be a genius to work out that Shekel is Gematria. 430. We were only there half of the time, 50% of the Choyv, which is Machzis HaShekel. And the fees that others for him say, that's Pshat in the Balaturim HaMafursum, that it says, Vayivoku Hamayim, by the Yamsuf, the seas split, and we all know Chazal say that the Sar Shal Yam said, it's premature, you're supposed to be there, go back where you came from, right? So it says that Balaturim, in the Schus of Bekha La Gilgoyles, the half of the Gilgoyles, therefore, Yidin were what? Went out and... Okay, that's great. You know, it's crowding. I can say much more on that, but one has to understand, logically, rationally, what in the world does Machzis HaShekel, how does that memayer or mezariz, what is the theme of Machzis HaShekel, how does that hasten the exodus, and it's considered as if Yidin were in Mitzrayim for 430 years? So to keep all of these things in the back of your brain cells, but let's just put it, speak very, very simply today. If you ask a simple housewife, a child, one of the central themes of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of Pesach, which we relive, I always mention in Rosvedorf, the minig was the night of Parshas Boy, Lel Shabbos. They used to have Dalet Kuisis, they once say, by Rav Moshe Leib Sassover. They said, hallo on Parshas Boy in the morning. He was so in this life. Mamish, Hakriya Me'eris Hazman. It's a gewaltige Shabbos, by the Baksidim, but the Tachmar Rebbe, the Bemis, you said, it's a Chuyza. Baksidim used to always come for Shabbos Shira. I'll never think of Freilich Shabbos. Baksidim said, it's a big stupinish. I'll come a Shabbos before. The Tachmar Rebbe smiled, oh, mitzvah boy, you used to be Bishul. Bigger mitzvah to be by a Rebbe, the Parshas Boy. It's a play on words, but the Emes Atifa, well, ain't come between me. Anyway, but one of the themes of when we relive Chag HaPesach is the Inyan of Zrizus and Chippos. I'm just pushing born out in Pashtos Akzuvim. The pasuk says in this week's parsha, the chocha teichu oisai, right? Masteichem chagurim, aleichem beraglechem, akelchem biyetchem, v'achaltem oisai b'chipazoin Pesach u'lashem. The whole common Pesach, the whole seder. Everyone knows you're rushing from shul. Your wife has been rushing for weeks. Everyone's schwitzing. It's a grand chippos. Says Rashi, what does chipposing mean? Loshin b'holo u'mehirus. And Pesach u'lashem. Says Rashi, the korban is called Pesach al shem hadiluk v'hapsicho. to teach you, just like the Eibishter was metallic of the Horim, you also got to serve the Eibishter and do this Avodah with great alacrity and haste and rapidity, and not to be sluggish and lethargic. That's a central theme of the Rakhis of Adiluk. And therefore we find the Nusach of the Hagod in Rambam starts off, the first thing you say is V'bohilu Yotzanumim Mitzrayim Heilachman, with haste. And therefore the meaning is in Kilos Galatius B'Yisrael that Pesach is connected to what? Which of the Megillus? Shir HaShirim. Why Shir HaShirim? Because we speak about the Kol Doidi, Hinei Zabo, Medaleg Al Horim, Mekafitz Al Akvoiz. We speak about Mashcheini Acharecho Narutzo, running, Vidigloi Alehava, Chazal say, don't read Vidigloi, Ela Vidilugoi, everyone is jumping, everyone is running, everyone is Mekapis, with Gevaldige Mehirus. And the Emes, the Rambam, the Chele Gimel of Meir Nebuchim says, explains rationally all the mitzvahs halaylo, whether it's the mitzvah of to eat the Korban Pesach, Tzliyesh. So the Rambam, the Chinuch, the Chizkuni, everyone, all the classic Meforshim, Tzliyesh, because it mamish. You cook it with great haste, with rapidity. All the mitzvahs halayla are connected to the central theme of zrizus. And that's vavu and dechulu matzah. Matzah is al shem kili hispik b'tzeikum shalavisein al hachmitz. The opposite of chomitz and the chinuch in the mitzvah of that by korbanos you can't have seor, you can't have chomitz, is to teach us the ma'ilus as the chinuch of zrizus. And the fees I understand what it says in Torah of Yudzayin, he brings it b'shem his brother Rabbeinu Yehuda, that the three regolim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, are connected the three others. Who represents, who personifies the yontif of Pesach, the yontif of Ahava, Avraham Avinu? What do we know by Avraham Avinu? The whole source of Zrizus and Avram is from Avram, right? Nishtas. But when the guests come to Avram, what does he say? Lushi v'asi ugois. And Chazal say it was Pesach. Right? And what was the type of Achnos Orchim that Avram fears? What does he say? Vayemaher Avram. Right? Yes? Ha'oil el soro. Vayemer mahari. How do you bake matzahs? How do you prepare for Pesach? With chipozin, with mehirus. Vel abokar, rots Avram. Etc., etc., etc. That is the word, Derech Agav from Yisrael Salanter. He said, Achnos Orchim depends who your guests are. You're inviting your business partner, some social millionaire from down the block. You put your finest china. There's no rush. You have cocktails for us. Have a l'chaim. You're bringing an oni ve'evin. It could be like the Gemara in Tainis, Tafchav Aleph by Reb Nachum Yishgamzu. The guy will die of starvation. Then you got to have the night of Mitzrayim. Yidin were aniyim. If not begashmi, it's alchavon beruchdius. In oni el bedach, they're on safa movis. They're about to fall into the shar hanun. Hurry. Right? But Emes, you find Chum Sofer says, "Amari Tikadiyuk, Ish Sel Lebayis Lebeis Oves Sel Lebay." Right? Ish Sel Lebay Lebeis Oves Sel Lebayis. Twice the Rosh Tevis Eishel. That here the night of the Seder is a remez on the Eishel, the Chilush Tiel Levaya, the hospitality of Avraham Avinu. Umbe Emes. The whole Indian of Zrizim Akdim in the Mitzvahs, or elsewhere, Sugim actually in Psochim, the Pesach, the source of Zrizus, the Yontif of Zrizus. Valderach said, Veshamartem is a Matzahs, and Chazal say, don't read Matzahs, Ella Mitzvahs, is also, Matzah is the Avu and the Chula of all Zrizus in life. And that's Avraham Avinu. I saw a beautiful word, just Derach Agav, connecting Avraham Avinu. The Yid of Ponim, from the Yid of Lev, the Muridik of Hort, Shana Rabba. If a Yid gets up early in the morning, every Yodai Inish ben Nafshi, Yodai Alev Moras Nafshi, right? Everyone knows their own, whatever. The Geshmak's the time to Shlof is when?
The morning.
Oh, when the alarm clock wakes you, and you could press the snooze button, which is like the Sitra Achra itself, the snooze button, right? This is Mamash Degei Sahora in modern life. And the next 10 minutes of tossing and turning and sleeping, oh, this is Gishma. This is Chuckle, can I get the 6 hours you slept till now? This is Mamash Gevalt, right? Yeah? So when a Yid gets up with Zrizus, Kari, the Chulash and Haramo, right? And he jumps out of bed, Lavoyidus Haboyri, right? That is Mesiras Nefesh. That's Mesiras Nefesh. L'chur l'fiz devert, Satan pulse it, Vayashkim Avram Baboikir. So it's Rizus. Vayashkim means he got up. Got up from what? Sleeping. The kuntus that Avram Avinu slept before the Akedah. If Rablev Yitzchak of Bardichev didn't sleep all sukkahs because of the Ishtoika Kusva for Dalad Miram in the morning, and we know that Avram had Givaldig Ishtoika Kusva and Zrizos, and he was yearning to mitzvahs by Avram. It says in, from the Ostrava, told us all them. Vayomel Avram is Yitzchak Benoi Ben Shmoinas Yomim. I'll be difficult to say Ben Shmoinu Yomim. Every day Avram was mishtoikik to the timoin, the yearning, waiting for the time, and Bachshava Toivak. It's as if he mauled him every one of the 8 days. The Avram Oyavi had this gewaltige mida of mishtoikikus, is vi kumtis, right? That the night before one of the greatest events in all of human history, he went to bed. And Avayashkim Avram Abayish. So I sort of forward from a Rav Meislish, from the leisure of son. He says Avram was full of such burning passion to be Moser Nefesh. He was jealous of Yitzchak. Yitzchak was given as Aschus to be pushed to Savori Moser Nefesh for the Bayre when he wasn't given the mitzvah. He's just a facilitator, but he's not the one to give up his life on Moser Nefesh. He was jealous. He chapped the cheshbon of Yitzchak's life. That getting up early in the morning is a form of Mesiras Nefesh. But I can't get up early in the morning if I go to bed. Therefore he went to bed at night, and Vayashkev Rav Buiker, and he was Mekai in the midst of Zrizes, which is Choshev Kim Mesiras Nefesh, and therefore he was Tzefri. Al-Kaponim, Nachsel in Yenenu, you see that the whole Maisa of Korban Pesach was incredible, amazing. L'mayla miderech ha-tevel, l'mayla min hazman, when do you bring up a korban tomid? The Gemara says in Pesachim on erev Pesach, sheva machzor, and it was korev when it, right shmeinu machzor. Kumtos, how many hours did you have to bring up a korban Pesach? 3.5 hours max. Hello, do you know how many korbanos there were? You remember the Gemara in Daf Samav Dalit? That Agrippa Samelach wanted to make a census, so he asked the Kohen Gadol simi nech on the korban Pesach. He took out one kulia, one kidney per Korban Pesach, and there were kiflayim miyotzei Mitzrayim, 1,200,000 kidneys. And every Korban had a minimum of 10. Okay, well, okay, right. Says Rechaim Friedland, the Mashgiach Ponovich, could you imagine 1,200,000 Korbanos with all the avoid that entails that was nikkur for 3.5 hours? Just the space. It's a chalaya. The whole avoid of Korban Pesach was l'maylam min hazman, l'maylam min hamokim. And Chazal say, lohis me'olam lehispik, you never needed to finish halal of the katar shlishi. It was done with incredible zrizus. And that's why I've said many times to you, even today, when it's in Harabim, in Golos in Manchester, when you eat the Korban Pesach, every year it says in Sforim Matzis, Ye Ochel B'mokim Kodesh, Tver Shleima, every Seder becomes a Shtikul Yerushalayim, a Shtikul Beis Hamikdash, in fact, Achilas Matzis, Gimachi Yerushalayim, and every person becomes a Kuyin, right? That's why you were able to invite your Orchim, Hey Lachmanya, right? Hagam, maybe there's a tzimtzum of food. No, the din, I said a whole pilpul once on this. But the din of eating matzah today is like shiore hakorbonus. And Chazal say, a koyin only got a portion kipul. Nevertheless, oichel ma'at, and the meichel is misborech betoich, oichel kimo misborech b'meiv. That together of kosher. What do we know about a kohen? I've said many times, a kohen who serves Hashem with avo is kohen stands for ki'ilu hayoyim nitno kohanim are zrizim hating verses. Because the whole avoid of Chag HaPesach is the avoid of zrizus, alacrity to be alive. What's the opposite of zrizus? Atzus, lethargy, sluggishness. I don't know what the word is in English. No, anyone? Yeah, you got it. Heaviness. I saw the El Torah, the Jikavadayan says, Paroi Pei Reish Ayin Hei, scramble the letters, you get the word Ha'ofer. Ofer means, what's the connection? That's why you find the Shibud was the Chuymer of Levain. Same with you, why that? We know Rav Chaim Vital brings in Sharach Dusha, the El Torah brings in Tanya Perik Aleph, that the four Yesoidas, the four elements, create the four types of Midas Rois in a person. And the final one is Atzvus, and Atzvus is Miyisoyid HaOfer. As the Mesilas Yesharim says, you know, a bit science, 101, right? Light is also, right, is one of the Yesoyidus. But light travels at an amazingly rapid pace. Ofer, right, is heavy. It represents the Chumer HaGas. And that slows a person down. Right, Mr. Yeshurim says, "Teva ha'odom kovid me'uy, ki ha'afrius v'chumrius gas al kein lo yachbeit ha'odom b'teirach malach." A person is naturally lazy. He's heavy. He doesn't want to move. The Mishnah says, actually, or Tarfon says, in Pirkei Avos, "Ayin kotzer v'malacha meruba v'apoyel matzel." The workers are lazy. Which are these workers that are lazy? Who are the lazy workers? Says Rabbeinu, human beings. Bnei Odom shemis atzim libratayru. It says a word, a word. Ki gam hachachomim hazrizim. Even hachachomim who are naturally zrizim, mis atzim bo. Ki teva ha'odom lis atzel, vein odom nitzul mimena, elo im marbe, yesh marbe v'yeshmat. Every person naturally is an otzel. We are all lazy. Why? Because the pasuk says ki ofar atom. Not that you were created from the dust, but even behuva in the present you're ofar. And this Reb Chaim Vital says the teva of ofar is this kvedus, this heaviness, this sluggishness, this lethargy, which slows you down. The Sefer Teres Avrom from Rav Grzinski, who's the Mashkiach of Slabotka, says Atzlus is therefore not a midah protis. It's not even a midah klolus. It's the Atzmius Odom who's created from offer, and the Mahusa Odom is offer with dust, which is heavy. In fact, in the Biurim Antanya and the Rasha from Grinim, one of the Mashkiach from the Bavish, he says of the four Yesoidis, everything is murkif from them. But the most basic, fundamental, essential is offer. That you take out something and you burn it. The ruach leaves, the mayim leaves, the what remains? The offer. Because the yesoid of all minei ra within the world, within ourselves, is this lethargy and heaviness. There's two mitzvahs I want to deal with today, if I ever have time. Before Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's Kiddush HaChodesh. The end of the parsha, there's an interesting mitzvah called Pidyon Petach Hamor. Right? And if you're not Pidyon, you're Pidyon Petach Hamor, b'seh, varaftui. What is this all about? So Rashi says, the Bechoyre Mitzrayim were compared to a Hamor. In Zohar it says, the whole nation of Egypt comes from the clipper of Hamor. And so the Pasuk in Yechezel, you're not going to be a genius. Asher b'sar Hamoro, Hamor b'sar. Gerade in Kabbalah, the klippa of Yishmol and Mitzrayim is like one and the same sar of Rav, as the Ramak says, and therefore the klippa of Egypt is Chamur. What do you know about a Chamur? Very heavy. Rashi says heavy bones. It represents. You ever see? You got horse. The queen has horse. They go horse racing. You ever go to a thing to bet on donkey racing? No, why not? Because donkeys don't race. The nature of a donkey is that he's sluggish. Yeah? Das ist a klip of chamer. You're heavy. You find a meiritike word, a beautiful word. You remember way back when, a whole week ago, when we had the maka of Tzvardeya? And Pare is like tearing his hair out. He's walking up the walls. He's stressed out. He's out of his mind. So Pare calls to Moshe, "Do me a favor, get rid of this Tzvardeya, it's driving me bananas." So Moshe says, "Mosay atiloch lebelarot." When I can get rid of it, "Rakbaya ertish arna." What does Paro say? Lemoch. Flegbadir. As the Ramban already asked, it's beautiful. If you're cracking up, your mama, you're at the end of your tether, you're about to jump off the roof, and someone is there who could switch off the Tzvardeya button, why lemocher? Now! Hello? Is the Chalaya say this for him? That is the klippa of Chamor. You don't got to be a genius. Chamor, Ches, Mem, Resh. Scramble the letters. What do you got? Macher. Tomorrow. That's Mamishta. There's a beautiful vort from the Moshe Rebbe in Divrei Yisrael. In last week's parasha also, I gave a whole shiur on it. V'samti fidus ben amiu ben amecha will show the difference between Yidden and Mitzrim. Right? What's the difference? Chazal say, Rabbi Lezer told the Talmidim, shuv yom echa lefei. Do tshuva one day before you pass on. How will you know? Kol yom b'tshuva, every day. Maybe tomorrow I'll die, therefore today chaparayin. What does the Gemara say? Hi, al mukabe luladam yachatoif echoil chatoif eshti. Chaparayin, like an American smorgasbord. The chat is that there's no suda coming after. Who knows what I'll be tomorrow? I always say in English, in life is spelled L-I-F-E. Instead of every life, there's a big if. There it is. What is it? So Yid says, I'll do tshuva today. Hayyum im b'koyle sishmok. Now, that's what Mashiach told me, Bishu ben Levi in the Sanhedrin. Right, yeah? Ein va'ata el tshuva. Tshuva is now. What does the goy say? Now I'll, whatever. L'mocher, tomorrow I'll do tshuva. That's a goy. You remember there was a guy called Amalek. And the Moshe Rabbeinu tells Yeshua, say this for him, you know what the clip of Amalek is? Tomorrow! Or as in America we say, why push off till tomorrow? Well, you can push off the day after tomorrow. It's sluggishness. Right? Amalek puts in krirus, coldness, lethargy, lack of passion into Kal Yisro. The Chayyim said that's called the Yetzer Hara of Amalek. Right? Because Amalek you have to wipe out Tachas HaShemayim, because as we learn, the whole Yisoy of Zrizus comes when a Jew attaches himself to something which higher, which transcends time and space. Someone who's sluggish, who's at snail pace, is right. He's tachas Hashem. That's the clip of Amalek. The beautiful word from Pinchas Friedman in the Sefer on Purim. Unbelievable. You remember the fellow called Mordechai, right? And he sends a message to Esther, go and to the king, right? To get rid of the Kal Yisrael, the Holocaust. What does Esther say? You know, I haven't been called to the king. Right? Hello? And Mordechai, with great, says, Alta Davi bin Afshikli, Molly, Besa Melikon, Noshin, Hachri, Safri, Besa Zoys, Revach, Vatsoli, Abin Hulimakim, Acher, Vatu, Besa, other thing, Vedu, Mia, Deim, Kaysa, Aganza, Aganza, Musishus. Logically, who's right? When is this story happening? Listen. When is the Gzeir, Lahashim, Lahari, Gavid? Next year, 11 months later, in Adar. So I have to go and be Muyusir Nefesh, and they'll cut off my head, I'll be swinging from the gallows. I gotta go now? What, you're impatient? You're obsessive? Wait till the king invariably will call me. Yeah? And then I'll go into the king when he's in a good mood. What? Isn't Esther right, logically? Hello? You know what it says in this form? You know what the pshat is? The klipa of Amalek is Mocher. Who was Mordechai ve Esther Zayda? Shol HaMelech. What happened by Shaul HaMelech? Me? Hakim Oysius Tvar Hashem. And Shmuel Kalnink, Master Tvar Hashem, Vayimosch Hashem LeMelech. What happened here? He went, he carried out Tvar Hashem, he killed all of Amalek. One Agag left. Right? And he's going to kill him. Hold your horses. What's your rush? Tomorrow I'll kill him. No. But the klipa of Amalek is, say, Vilochim Amalek Mocher. The hepech of Faker, Amalek has reasons, yeah. When it came to this fight called Yisrael, he travels 400 parsa in one day. Give out! That's connected to Matan Torah. Matan Torah was 40 days on the mountain. How much of the Bein and Gemara says the Pesachim travel in one day? 10 parsa. The 400 is connected to the 400. When it comes to his shtusim, to his rishus, gewaltige zor is Amalek. That's why he's by Yankiv. By Yisrael, so Abon HaBekir. Yankiv and Esav, they're already fighting. They can't wait a few weeks to get born. Right now, they're hacking, clapping. Right? So how do you fight? Okay, that, by the way, there's a beautiful word from Yisrael Bel, the Shalom Belzer. Moody's the Gavort. This is Eidin, the Sameach, the Lesker brings. Vayov, Vayish, by Yisrael, Koyim, Bidyon, Turup. Right? Says Rashi, Mashmu Shama Ubo. Anyway, what's your kasha? Yisri came because of Kriyas Yamsu B'chabas. So Shetan Pasuk, Kasha Hoyt Yisrael B'nei Yisrael Mitzrayim. The bells are, the first bells are Rutsu, you know, they said, I'm going to take in Pesukim, you always find two expressions. You can either say, Vayelech, Vayelech Avram, Vayelech Moshe, or Vayovi. When you say Vayelech, that means he went with Mesinus, with Kavono, with Hachono, with preparation, etc., etc. He went. When it says Vayovoi, no Hachono, just bingo, I'm here, hello. So the word says here, Vayovoi Yisrichos, Yisri arrives with great speed and alacrity. Why? Because he sees after the world is enveloped with fear and trepidation. Vayovei Amolek with Azaz Rizus for the Umazel. Therefore, Vayovei Yisrael without Hachon. Just if I wait, right? If I procrastinate, I'll change my mind. The Shabbat Chaim Kolizim told with Meisim from his Zaydin, to Lev. One night, 2 o'clock in the morning, mid in the night, he sends his bashpak to go to the silversmiths in town, and he calls him over 2 o'clock in the morning. He would like to make ksorim for all the sifrei Torah in shul. This much, okay? Grace of COVID. Silversmith, he gives him money. The silversmith harvests, and he makes beautiful, elaborate, exquisite ksorim. And when he finishes, he's very sameach. But he goes to the lev, to the lev, and he asks him, I'm curious, what was so important to call me in the middle of the night, 2 a.m.? You could have been in the morning. He said, suddenly he had this machshava toiva to be, give COVID to the Sefer Torah. If I would have waited to the morning, the Yetzirah would have come with 1,001 amaslois, right? As to better give it to Ani and better do that. That's kach darke of the Yetzirah of Amolek to give this kriyus and this rizus. Yechap a mitzvah, what do they say in English? Strike when it's still hot. Chap. The way that you fight against the Amolek, the Mocher, is with Zrizus. You show, give Kavanos Ritzuyu, I was getting fine. Or you waited. Granted, it says in Targum Yonus, the day Moshe Kvedim, you see, why? Because he waited till Mocher. That was a pun, whatever that means in Lefigur Madrigalsa, in Ruchnis, there was Ashtikul Pagam in Moshe. Therefore, Mordechai says, you want. Logically, Esther Amalka is correct. Why risk your life? Wait till the Sheis Ratz named says out the dam. If you hachrish dachrish yigais hazois, then Rebbe Chasol the Eibishter will find a way. Over atu veis ovich, we came into the world Mordechai and Esther as a tikkun for the Zayder Shol for his procrastination, and that will never have a tikkun. Not for us, not for him. That's therefore it says by Haman, he told. Eskol Asher Kuro, and the Parshas Akesef Asher Omar Mordechai, Latzu the Yehudim. Remember the Masoret Yehudim there is an extra Yud. What's an extra Yud? You remember the Pasuk Vanasiyim Heviu, Avnishayim? Vanasiyim says Rashi is Chosru Yud. The Sfarim HaKadoshim say, if you're missing Zrizus, you're missing your Yiddishkeit, your Yud. Here it's a double Yud that Haman, right, is trying to destroy. Therefore you find it, Masil Shishorim says, Kol Ma'is, without elaborating, Kol Ma'is Tzadikim is Bezrizus. Right? Hepech of the Gemara in Brachos Afitayin, Ritzineinu Lasis Ritzinecha Umi Ma'akiv. I've Gavaldi Machshal is my. If the in English they say the way to hell is paved with good intentions. I have miles of good intentions. Mi Ma'akiv, the Sir Shebi Isu, which is the Chomitz, which is procrastination, which is Shehiyah, which is weep. As I said 100 times here from the Ben Ish Chai, Ace, Last, Islashem, a person says, there's time, there's no rush. That's a Raya that they favor Zerusech. The Iker is Hayoi, now. And therefore, Dal Rebbe writes in Tanya, in the Gerz Kodesh, Perim Simch Chavalev, the Iker Maila of the Akedu was the Zrizusa de Avram. That means there's Chamur, which is heavy and sluggish and lethargic and lazy, right? Which is Mocher, Isius Mocher. Who is the Umaze? Avram. What is the Gimachi of Avram? 248. Rachim, yeah, hello. Ramach Evorim. That's the Zel Umaze of the Mocher of the Chamur. Just like Chazal said, Yisachar Chamur. He was born with the Chamur, Noyer, and Leah went out to greet her husband with the Dudoy and the Mice. Right? The Gemara said, La Oilemi Odom. It's a burden, it's heavy. Yisachar knows. He appreciates that like some born guy who was born a tzaddik has no. Vayar Menucha is very sitting on Miami Beach on a deck chair sunbathing is gewalt. Vesa Oris Kino Aim, Oilam Haz is very geschmack, Taiz is Oilam Haz. Aber Yisachar He's chuyvish. He's chuyvish. He's chamoir. And instead, vayetchich melizvoy lehil masav. I give this ibrit to the ibrit. And that's the avoid of the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. Just get up in the morning with zrizus, kari, and as the Sforim HaKadoshim say, if you go to sleep like a hunt, like a chamoir, you ain't gonna wake up like an ari, right? In zechaticha al yitzuai, when you go to sleep, what does the Gemara say in brachas, the first of the Gimel Mishmeres, Balayla? Chamoir noir. I'm tired, a whole day in the office. Let me just schlafen. Aber a yid has to know the beginning of the night has to be with divrei Torah, and therefore you're able to get up in the morning like a yid, like an ari, not like a hunt, right? It's all totally habaha. Therefore, when was the chamur? Anyone know when was the famous chamur? Moshe goes to Mitzrayim, v'atim al chamur, his wife, the children. Where is this chamur? Says Rashi. Chamur, how you do it? That was the chamur that was created ben hashmoshes. That's the chamur of Avram. Vayachvish es chamur, which is the source of zrizus. Vayashkim, to cover, to conquer the chamur, and that's the chamur that the Melech HaMashiach will write on it. That the pasuk says only veruichiv al hachamur. So this is taking the chamur, the chumrius, the kvedus, the gasus, whatever, and. Therefore, the Mashgiach says the Meiru Digvar. Vayachvish is Chamoir is Gimatria Teichol Matzus. Matzah is Rizus. We said the Chinuch says Chamoir b'Milui is Gimatria Ugris Matzus. Chol Peter Chamoir Tiftes can be posed in Yotzof the Meiru Mitzrayim. Tuma said to take the slowness. By the way, you remember who was the one? If I remember correctly from my school years, who was the one in Mesilas Yeshorim? Reb Chaim Moshe Chaim Lasatre wrote a whole sefer based on the step-by-step program of Reb Pinchas Ben Yoir, which starts off with the Zehirus and Zerizus. Hello, which are the basis of Surah Meran Asay Toiv. Can't be a genius to figure out. Hello, who wrote the Brisa of Reb Pinchas Ben Yoir? Earth. Anyone alive? What color was George Washington's white horse? Anyone alive? Pinchas Ben Yoir. What do you know about Pinchas Ben Yoir and Chamoir? Im Rishonim ke Malachim Anu ke Bnei Adam. Malachim, by the way, right? We say in the piyut of Akdomus, right? There's Zrizim like fire. They don't have a goof. They don't have a tevakove. They're not weighed down. I always tell the story. There was a guy called Muhammad Ali, world heavyweight boxing champion. All of us, yeah. May the Lord help us all. Okay. And he was once on a plane, and he was an arrogant braggart, a horrible fellow. So he was on the plane. It was first class. First day, he took the stewardess. The Lord said, excuse me, sir. Before takeoff, could you please fasten your seatbelt? Balgaiva. He says, hey, man, Superman don't need no seatbelts. Stewardess smiles, says, yes, sir, but Superman don't need no airplanes either. Right? And the moral of the story is if you're so filled with yourself, with chumriyat, you can't fly, you can't move. Right? Malachim, but if you think that the Rishonim were Malach, were working Bnei Adam, Anu Kechamoir, Adelei Kechamoir, Shepichas Ben Yoir. What do you know about the Pichas Ben Yoir was muflig in what? In Shvuyim, in Geula, the same Zrizus as the Chamoir of Avram, and the Chamoir of Moshe, and the Chamoir of Mashiach. And the Zohar says, what was the shir? What was unique about the Chamoir of Pichas Ben Yoir? It sang. In fact, it sang shira to the Rebbeinu. In the Brisa, in the Perek Shira, it says every animal has its shira. What is the shira of the Chamoir? The Chasham, Agdula, Vagura, Vatferes, right? The seven mitzvos. Right? You remember a couple of Shabbos, you say Mizmor L'David? How many koilus do you have? Seven. Can I get the seven mitzvos, the 7 days of the week? The Chamoir of Pinchas Ben Yoir, the Rechush of a Tzaddik, affects even his Chamoir, his Kedusha in the Rechush. Therefore, is able to pick themselves up from the natural lethargy and heaviness of a Chamoir. It was able to sing Shira to the Rebbeinu. Now, I don't have time, I haven't started the Shira. To understand the Mailon Niflo of Zrizus, of Gnusa Atzlus, there's got a vort in Alei Shor from Shlomo Volbe Zechron. He heard from the Biruchim of Mir, Mamish before his Talkusai. If a person does a Maisa Mitzvah with Zrizus, the Shechina is there in the Mitzvah. And if a person does a Mitzvah with Atzlus, he does the Mitzvah Kedas V'chidin. Or as a felt in Zrizus, the Shechina leaves. There is a Maral in the Sivas Oilam, a mitzvah without Zrizus Gornishvert. In other words, the Zrizus is not a Dovert study. It's a chelik from the Etzema mitzvah. Really, if I have time, another occasion maybe, I'll speak about this. I'll pay aloha. The zrizus a chelik from the etzem mitzvah. It's the zrizus that brings the getlichkeit, the ruchnius in the mitzvah. Therefore, the whole Pesach is b'chipozin hashchina. If a person does the mitzvah without this chipozin, pashtatati katonti eichal b'shenu. I'm already, it's night, 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm tired, I'm undressed, I'm in my pajamas. Lav b'chlofen. Doidi, what happens? Right? The pasachti ani l'doidi, ayve doidi chomak over. Finished. You didn't get up at the moment. What is the mail of Zrizus? This is what I want to give the shir about. I'm not going to find. What is the mail of Zrizus? No time. The Nakuda is Zman. The concept of time is a creation. In fact, the first thing that Abraham created is Zman. The type from the growth, the oxygen form, Bereshis Bar Elikim. The first thing that Abraham created was Bereshis, time, sequence. The mile in higher Welten, there are different types of time, until the higher worlds are, until there's no time. The mile in Azman. The purpose of a Yid is, although we're in Olam Hazeh, which is Tachas, the Gevulim of Zman and Mokim, the purpose of a Yid is to pick yourself up and to attach yourself to the Shechina, which is through Zrizus, to a world. Ramesha Shapiro, the Kohen Lebracha, just passed away, said that the Maila of Zrizus is the Chashkus, the desire of a Yid to attach himself to a higher Velt, the Maila Min HaShemayim, the Maila Min HaZman U'Mokim. In other words, who was the one who introduced Zrizus? Avram. Till Avram, the Iker was the goof. By Avram, there was no difference between, right? Avram brought out the difference between a Zokin and a young person, which is the mile of Neshama over goof. And therefore, Avram introduced Zrizus, right? And therefore, there was Derech Tzadikim Zrizus, the Remote Chastachin, said, that's what you see by the bells, the Friedrich Belzerov, or Baron Belzer. Yudua, he was, the Rebbe once said to the present Belzer Rebbe, and Yechidus, he met Baron Belzer in Europe, in the Haim, and he said, Egevenat Sura Anachim. He served the Abishter only with Nisham, not with Guf, because his Guf became Ishtikul Nisham. I've discussed many times. He davened, like it's Geminic bells in olden days, with incredible rapidity. He would call over to Gabbai, the Mashpak, Shalom Feigl, Skehev, twice at Kriya Shema, impossible up in Derech HaTeva. Why is that? So he explains in the Sefer Oitzikul Yoni Devitayra, once a person is Dovuk, a Tadik, is Dovuk in L'mailim in Azman, L'mailim in Amokim, so the rapidity is something which we ordinary mortals can't. That's why the Ebershe told Moshe Chatzos. Moshe says to his Takdimi Paroi, Kachatzim. Because the Inyan of Chatzois is the Nekuda, which is Lemailim in Azman, and that a Goy, or even the Velt, till Mashiach's time, can't have. You know what Chatzois, Ches, Tzadik, Tov? What's the Gimachi of Zman? I'm not talking, tell me. Remember, I have Gvaldig of 90, huh? What's the Gimachi of Zman? 97. What's lower than Zman? 96, which is Tzav. Ain't Tzav el avay dezor. Right? When a person's under Zman, ain't Tzav el azir. Hurry up, wake up. Otzel, wake up. What is higher than 97? Than Zman? 98, very good. We're getting here somewhere. Okay. Which is Gimatria Chetz. Yeah? What is Chatzoyis? Chetz tough. It's like an arrow into the 400 years. Right? Into this man. The whole idea, and all the Mepharshim go, they're all, why, how did Eden leave Kodem Azman? There's hundreds of answers, the whole, you know what the simple answer is? I think it was for me, to 11. Because you don't need any tirutzim. The Abish is Medalig al Horim. He picked up Yidin Leil Yitzias Mitzrayim, Lemailim in Azman. Lemailim in Azman is no chishbon. You don't need tirutzim, you don't need pilpulim. Lemailim in Azman. That's why Pesach is gimachia netzach. You know what netzach is? Nun chetz. Time is connected 49. 7 times 7, 7 days of the week, 7 years, Shemitah, Yovel, 50, Nun, the Shara Nun, we said Parshas Boy, is gimachia chara chamishim. Hello? Yeah? The Maila Menazman. A hecher of Elt. That's Netzach, that's the Chetz. If I had the time, which obviously Abish doesn't want me to, gewaldige Wertlich, he has on this Nekuda. I'm okay, whatever. You know what the whole Hadomot Yitzias Mitzrayim is? Kiddush HaChodesh. Yisrael inu de bekatshinu lezmanayu. Yidin are lemayilim in azman. Sometimes in avodas Hashem, a person corrects. Oy, if only my wife would understand me. If only I would not be living in Manchester. I'd be living in Krakow 300 years ago. And if it, I would be mamash tzaddik yisrael. I'm behind in today's atmosphere with today's kids, with today's wives, with today's right. A yid the etzem is lemayilim min azman. The Eibishter gave us Torah. The important form. But the Achas Ami Mitzrayim Tavnu is Lakim Harazeh. Torah is Lemailim and Azmanam Machem. That's whatever it says in the Kutei Torah. The Gemara says in Sof Menachas. Kol Oisik Peteras Oyla Kiliyak Vayla. Why? It's Chus Lazmani, Chus Lamekoimai. Because mitzvahs are in Zaman and Machem. Torah is Lemailim and Azman. A Yid attaches himself to Torah. Then he's able to tap into something which is l'mailim and Hashem, which is l'mailim and Zaman and Mokum. And this answers 100 other questions about income and kibbutz. The Eibishter Satmarub brings Kesedr and Ezra Kodesh Rati Reyoel. The Eibishter is machlif as Hazman. You know, Benissin Nigalu, Benissin Asinu Nigal, or Betishri Asinu Nigal. Aye, the Gemara says, and knows it, the famous Kashmir Turi Evan. A person that Harini knows it, Beyoim Shep and David Boaz, Osir, whole week. Why? It's not Nissin, it's not Tishri. Hello? Because the Eibishter is machlif as Hazmanim, he could bring Nissin or Leil Shimurim in the middle of Chodesh Shvat. Hello, you with me? How you ma'oir this rizus of the Eibishter Mizar be'itach ishena? Dafka when a yid in his own avodas Hashem is kaddishly called b'chayir. Chiddush Shvaram there's a word. Kol ascholus koshes. You start with something which is shtar. Who yeshuv charoish va'atad yishvenu. Okay, you fight against the horror with the rishis, with the rishis, with the rishis. I've explained. I've said a yid is l'mayilim and azmanim elamok. Okay, let's go back to where I started from. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Boy, El Parai, Rabbi Yehuda, Pasuk V'Omar. Hello, what was it? We said, Asher, Yehudi, Sru, Asher, Barbarech, Yehudi. What in the world is a shofar of Hashem? Now it's Pashut. What is the Inyan of shofar? Remez Yehish, Boy, Uru, Yeshayna, Mishinaskim. The day we can do the man. Vizich, Shlofnish. The Atzlus is ultimately expressed in sleep. The whole idea of shofar, I explained many times, Inyan of Tchias HaMeisim. Got the mazin kol shofar ve'ein doimulach. The expression "ein doimulach" is said in Shabbos. The gabit tchias amesim. Who are dinish men esur? The tchias, and that's shofar. Shofar is the wake up. That's the whole all the union of kol shofar on Sinai. True, but all the remozim of Rabbi Sadiq and v'chul is all connected to this idea of waking up. Now you got the idea of machtes hashekel. Parshas boy, hello, anyone out there? What is the idea of chodesh adar? When do you bring up machtes hashekel? Adar, hello, as a chonu freshly, yeah. Adar is the need of Simcha. Yeah? Atzvus is 568. Simcha is 353. What is the difference? 215. Huh? 215. What is 215? Yes, I said that already. Yeah, sure. Half of Shekel. Shekel is 430. Right? Half of it is 215. That's the cheshbon of the Pirkei Rabbi, right? What is Shekel? Also the Gematria Nefesh. A yid is a composite. Ocher v'kedem sartani, neshama and guf. The neshama is fine. The neshama is doing well. The guf is the guf of okur. Yul isha min a ofer. It schleps a person down. So you need a kapora for what? Half of the person. Half of nefesh, half of shekel, is 215. Are you with me? Hello? Therefore, I have no time to elaborate. Machtes HaShekel is the idea of the Yishtikikus, the Chukah of a Yid, to something Hecher, to Beis HaMikdosh, to Karbonis. The Iker Nekuda is that this is the time of year when we read about Pesach, when we're Shevivim. In fact, what months are Shevivim in? Tevis and Shvat. Tevis and Shvat is what in Svaram HaKadoshim is Gimachia Kaddish Liko Bechur. The Iker is the Bechur, the first. Bechur, by the way, is Beis Chofresh, second letters in 10, yeah, hello? The Imre Emma says the Yishtoikus to go back to attach oneself to the Aleph, Aluf Yisholim. How do you attach yourself to the Shekhinah? Zrizus. Zrizus is this Mafteich. And in the Schus of Zrizus, we're Zoichet to the Aruim Anane Dishmaya, which from memory of it correctly, is Gimachi of Erkivim Alachamoyer, you Chuyvish, you Chuyvish Chamoyer, right? The Mid of Zrizus, and the Abish is Mazaris, to the Gul of Chal Yisroel. Thank you.